Talk. Thoughts on 1 Peter 2. Oakland, California, March 23, 1910. 2 Peter 2, verse 1 to 9. Now here is our work. It means everything to us, and we want to understand it. We are called out of darkness into His marvelous light. That is what we want. We want heaven's light, to understand what the will of the Lord is concerning us. This is what we want to do, and we cannot be too circumspect in this. We cannot be heedless in this matter. We want to make a business of this work. If we want heaven, we must seek it with all our hearts and all our understanding, and the grace of God will reveal to us His precious light, that we shall not make mistakes. And if we do make mistakes, we will confess them and seek to be overcomers. Let us not try to practice all the sayings and all the customs of the world. We are a peculiar people, and we should show forth the praises of Him who hath called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. We must keep this scripture in view. If people ever need to understand what their duty is, it is best for them to search the scriptures. For in them we think we have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me, says Christ. John 5, verse 39. We will be without any manner of excuse if found deficient at last, because the Lord wants us to come into sacred relation to Himself, and it is possible for us to do so. And if it is possible for us to come into sacred relation to Jesus Christ, we, by beholding His life and character, shall come to be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. In this world, we must engage in the warfare. I have here the book Testimonies to the Church, Volume 7. Some of the most striking and important things we have placed in these books so that our people might have them to read and examine. My attention has been called to some special things, and I will read from that section of this volume entitled, The Extent of Our Work. The statement is here made that God has qualified His people to enlighten the world. Have you ever considered how rapidly the work is going in the foreign lands? The missionaries who go to these countries must learn the language, and then they can give them the light in a way that they can grasp it. When we had our last meeting at Washington, D.C., there was a most intelligent-looking company of men and women who had come from foreign countries. They wished to be introduced to me, and I was pleased to meet them and speak a few words to them. Of course, I had to have an interpreter that both they and I could understand. I was surprised to see such a large company of these brethren from foreign countries, and I was very much pleased with their appearance. The work is going wonderfully fast in all the foreign lands. It is remarkable how it is going. Many will accept the truth and glorify God. When I was laboring in foreign lands, if there was any way we could get at the people, we would get at them. One would sit right by my side, interpreting what I was saying. Everywhere I went, the Lord opened the way before me. In Australia, when they wanted me to speak before the people, they honored me by putting the stars and stripes up over the platform. We labored in that field 10 years, and the Lord blessed our efforts there. He helped us to build up the work and to carry it on step by step. We took hold of the work in the name of the Lord, and His blessing rested upon us all in large measure. So our work has been carried to every country. Too much attention has been given to reaching those of the poorer classes, while less effort has been put forth to reach the higher classes. This is a mistake. The efforts for the two classes should be equalized. Not one half of the work has been done in San Francisco that should have been done before the calamity which befell that city. God wants us to act like sensible men and women. He wants us, if we have a truth that enlightens our minds, to dig deep and lay our foundations sure, and to impart the same to others. We are to be in a position so that we can help them in every line possible. It is not our dress or our appearance that is of so much importance, although we are to be neat and orderly. The amount of money that is spent by those living in our cities on dress and entertainment would be the means in the hands of God of doing much good. I have letters coming from all parts of the foreign countries where they want means. They want to take hold of the work and push it forward from place to place. What shall we do? I have tried to help forward the work by my books. Here is The Desire of Ages, Patriarchs and Prophets, and Great Controversy. I keep my workers busy on my writings, and then I look them over to see that every word is as it should be. Thus my time has been spent for many years. And then I make selections of certain portions that they can use from place to place to present to the people.
Since we have seen the calamity that came to San Francisco, we feel that before a second calamity shall come to that city and to Oakland, we must get all the light possible into these places. We cannot endure the thought of this work being neglected. I was not feeling at all able to come down here when I came, but I thought, it will not kill me to go, and if I am able, I will speak. And every time I have made an effort to speak, my strength has been doubled. I believe in God. I believe He will do what He has said He would do, and that our strength shall be as our day. I am much improved in strength. The Lord gives me strength as I venture. We have made a collection of some things on health reform and on other subjects, and they have been gotten out in this form so that the people might have them. We are trying in every way possible to get at the people. I have given a set of my books to each of our schools that they might have them in their library. The judgment of God came upon San Francisco to awaken our people to go to work and do everything possible to bring the light before the people. It is a rough time now to present the things that do not agree with the sentiments that others maintain. We are to present the truth in order that they may lay hold upon Bible subjects, study Bible subjects, and become converted, and they themselves go to work. We want to see the world stirred up to come onto the right platform, and we mean that it shall be if we can bring it about. At the meeting at Lodi, those present pledged themselves that they would be laborers together with God, that they would try to reach perishing humanity. I ventured to come here, and I am going to Southern California to carry the message where I go. I expect that the Lord will give me strength to stand before the people. We want our sanitariums to stand before God in such a light that He can prosper them financially, and that those who come to them will be brought into right relation to God. That is what we want. In the kingdom of glory, we want to meet those to whom we shall give the light. Reading from Volume 7. Shall we not do all in our power to advance the work in our large cities? These things were in print before the judgments came upon San Francisco. We want our books to go everywhere, and the work to be carried forward intelligently. I just call your attention to these things, and say to you, let every one of us come in right relation to God. The judgments of God are surely coming upon our earth. We see that notwithstanding the wickedness that has been brought to light in the courts of justice, it is everywhere murder and crime. The end is at hand. I want to say that although I may drop on the field of battle, the Lord will accept old or young. I used to get my young friends together when I was but 16 years old. I would say, now we are going to ask God to help us. We do not know much, but we want the help of God. I never let go until every soul would give themselves to God. The Lord God of heaven has extended the work largely, and is extending it. We have our sanitariums for the recovery of health and for learning, and God is to be made first and second and third. We want God to come in every place. Although my strength was small, I spoke at Lodi 4 times, and the Lord gave me strength. The Spirit of God came upon me, and I felt an intense interest for our people at Lodi. They have a large school there. I want to tell you, dear friends, we can do 10 times more than we do. Those who claim to have the truth of God in your hearts, I beg of you for Christ's sake to be converted. I ask you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to make the most of your opportunities. Speak to those in darkness. Open the scriptures to them. Some may say, Sister White, what does this mean, go out into the highways and the byways? Luke 14, verse 23. How are we going to accomplish it? By trying. Go right to work, and as you begin to try, you will feel the presence of angels right around you, and you will have the interpretation yourselves of what this means. We are amenable to those around us who have not the light. May God help us that we may carry the light in every phase possible, and not carry it so high up that it cannot be reached. Come right down with the simplicity of the gospel, and open it right before the people.